Yeah, man of the match, Martin Michael Hennie. Good performance.
It was a good enough performance. Now, any day when we got the result here in Newry, like, it's good to come away now. And that's 2-1s now on the trot, and we have to go down to Balfe on Wednesday night to try and get another one. Like.
From a player's point of view, what was the most pleasing aspect of the Donegal display?
I suppose we never actually stopped playing the whole game. We're still clipped on the last couple of scores as well. And any day you got 1-17, 1-18, it's a good score, good returns, particularly when it's an away game. Like. And I suppose we put a lot of good pressure on them coming out of with the ball and all that too, so it's a good start.
Players never like to talk about themselves, and players nowadays, I suppose, are very unassuming. But yourself, you got the official man of the match, and I can tell you there was a big jury deciding on that, and well done to you. But you must be delighted, I suppose, because it's been a tricky couple of years for yourself personally, has it, in terms of, you know, injuries and that?
Yeah, it's just good. It's good to get back playing a full 70 minutes nearly, because last year it was dog injury. Now, in fairness, I had only a couple of weeks training at most, like, so I decided to come back in really early this year and try and put my best foot forward and just get a couple of games under my belt, like, up early, and then just try and put my hand up for selection in the league, and that's all you can do, like.
Could I ask you the same thing that I said to Paul Brennan just a few minutes ago? We talk about, you know, pre-season competition, and people, you know, are kind of dismissive of them, but when Donegal bring back the Guido Urgays, Michael Murphy, Owen Band, Gallagher, Paddy McGrath, the list goes on. Ryan McHugh, of course. Owen picked up a knock today, unfortunately, but I would say there's no place for slacking early on.
No, you can't, especially when there's so many boys that come back in. Like, that's what you have to do. You have to, when you get your jersey, you have to try and put your best foot forward and just, look, say, I'm here to play as much as I can. Like, and I know there's boys that come back in there, so probably the heavy hitters, as they say, but look, if you can keep going as hard as you can, keep putting pressure on them when they come back, and they'll be saying, look, it's not going to be easy for us to come back in here. That's the main one, and the bigger your squad bees and the more pressure people be putting on the first 15, the better it is. Like,
do players come back from, I suppose we call it the off season, there isn't no such thing, but do players come back in January, and is it a very slow process of getting back to top fitness?
Not now. Probably it used to be that was the way. Like, now that everyone keeps them in good shape over Christmas, everyone was doing a bit. There was no boys. When I probably first came in, it was just free for all in the winter, and that's the way it went. Like, but now, no, look, everyone's ticking over. They're doing something, maybe playing another sport, or even just doing stuff themselves. Like, so boys are coming back in good shape. Even now, some of them are coming back in better shape. Like, they're just they just were getting their bodies right. Like, so that's
not too much turkey or too much wine.
No, not too much turkey or too much wine. Like, but yeah, you have to enjoy yourself in the off season as well. Like, but you just know and went to try and do a wee bit of training at the same time. Like, but sure, it's all good now. We're back into play Cavan Wednesday night. Like, and that's we want to get to the semi final of McKenna Cup to try and get more boys game time and more boys put their hand forward for the first game down in Clare.
Quick one, sorry, before I let you go. I know you're in a hurry. On the new rules as a player, we've heard a lot from management, former players. Your thoughts? It must be confusing.
The one or two of the rules is all right, like the mark inside. No, that'll be okay. But the three hand passing one's very difficult. I think they brought it in to try and speed the game up and all. It's actually slowed it down. Like, teams are getting back into defence, more defensive nearly, because they know that players are going to kick it in, and it's 50-50 opportunity. Like, so boys are turning and going back with the ball. So that's the way. I don't think it's a good rule at all. Like, it's nearly slows down the game more and stops a goal chance. Like, if sometimes that extra pass makes a goal chance. Like.